Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Now, it's time for this. Oh, nice moves there, Hoop. Very nice. Like a robot, is that? Anyway, these are the power rankings. James Triceps Hooper, and we're doing the 1-5, or the 5-1, if you like, of the NRL players most likely to switch clubs this off-season.
Five.
I thought you were taking us back to some of your best work at Studio Baker's in the old Sugar Reef Maroon.
Left foot, Cafe.
Right foot, shimmy, shimmy, whoosh. Okay, so number five in terms of players most likely to leave their club, they will be at a different venue next year. We are going to go for Josh Reynolds from the West Tigers.
Where's he going?
That's a very good question, Anthony. He's currently being offered around over in the UK Super League, but I think his preference is to remain within Australia. So that being said, the Tigers are trying to cut a deal with an NRL rival. The Gold Coast has been mentioned. I know they've discussed it, but they haven't been able to sharpen the pencil. Suitable for both clubs at this point in time. But obviously, Josh, being on the amount of money that he is at the West Tigers, means that it is going to be quite a delicate negotiation.
Four,
we are going to go for Brodie Croft from the Melbourne Storm. Anthony, you tipped me up a little while ago that he was having coffee with Anthony Seibold at that cafe on Stanley Street in East Sydney. Thank you for that, Maroon.
No worries.
And we got some pictures, and I think there was some CCTV released as well. So he's clearly in talks with the Brisbane Broncos, but there is still some negotiations to go on behind the scenes. So we won't get a result on that in the next couple of days. But don't be surprised. I don't think we will see Brodie Croft at the Melbourne Storm next season.
Three.
Joshy Dugan from the Cronulla Sharks. He's on a lot of money. He's still got 2 years to go. But the Sharks are trying to fit Jesse Ramien in. To their roster. He's signed and agreed to go to the club, but before the contract can actually be registered, the Sharks have got to still do a little bit of manoeuvring in terms of the rest of their roster. So I think Josh Dugan will most likely be the player to make way.
Where do you think Josh Dugan might end up? That's an interesting one.
It is an interesting one. Look, I know he's been discussed by a number of overseas clubs, but I'm not sure, again, that he wants to go down that road at this point in his career. He played good footy, Maroon, you know, this season. Like, I know he had some injury setbacks, but when he was challenged and when he learned that he had essentially been tapped on the shoulder, I thought he played some pretty damn good footy when he was on the park for the Sharks. So, you know, perhaps one of the lesser light clubs who can pick up the right price in terms of being able to lure Josh Dugan, well, they might think that they can get the best out of him. Will Chambers from the Melbourne Storm. We've seen in the last 24 hours he's off to Japanese rugby, Anthony. Sayonara. We won't be seeing any more of Will playing for the Storm or Queensland or Australia. I'll tell you what, geez, he was a good player, mate, for many, many years. There was a period of time, two or three seasons there, where Will Chambers was the best right centre in the world. And look, I'm not sure exactly how it all transpired towards the back end in Melbourne, but obviously Craig Bellamy made that big call leading into some of the biggest games of the year in September to put Will on the bench, and he's read the tea leaves there and decided that he'll put the dinner suit on and head over to Japan and play the 15-a-side code over there.
All right, here it is. Now the official power rankings. Here it is.
Joey Leilua from the Canberra Raiders.
Wow.
I reckon he's played his last game for the Green Machine. I know that the Bulldogs were having a serious look at him only a couple of weeks back. And I don't know whether they are the guaranteed destination, but I do know that the Raiders are just fine-tuning their roster for next season to a degree. We won't see Jordan Rapana there either at the beginning of the season because we know he's most likely to go over and have a little sojourn in Japanese rugby as well. Although I saw today where he still wants to try and come back and play for the Green Machine too. But Joey Leilua, I reckon we will see Joey playing in different colours next year, Anthony.
Well, Joey might be a good get for the Doggies. He often looked most likely to get over the line in the grand final, Hoops. People question whether or not he should have passed the ball to Rapana early in that one incident, but he did look damaging with the ball.
There's no two ways about it. He's one of the most destructive centres in the competition, Anthony. He can win you games, as we saw. You go back to that game, week one of the finals against the Melbourne Storm down in Melbourne, and it was Joey's flick pass to John Bateman after Joe Tarponet had knocked the ball loose out of Josh Adokar that allowed the Raiders to win that game. So he's a big game player who can come up with winning moments, but he can also come up with brain fades as well. And I think if he had his time again, certainly Jordan Rapana's response when Joey didn't pass the ball immediately, you could see in the aftermath, he blew up and had some pretty direct adverbs for Joey. So I think if he had his time again, he would have made a different decision.
Yeah, the old rocks and diamonds, as they say, Hoops.
Correct, Anthony. That's it, Maroon.
The old rocks. How's your A-League knowledge, Hoops?
Outstanding.
Sydney FC. We're going to talk about Sydney FC. The season's about to kick off in the A-League. The man they call Alfie, that's what I call him anyway, Adam Alfie Lafondre comes in and talks to us next about the A-League and the mighty Sydney FC. Triple M Rush Hour. Stay right there.